Welcome to Rest and Recreation, a companion to Routines and Ruts, the interview podcast exploring how we navigate the pendulum swing of our days. These mini episodes shift the emphasis away from what we do or don't do to celebrate how we replenish, be it how we rest or where we find enjoyment. I'm Madeline Dorr, and each week I'll share reflections from interviews as well as things I'm reading, pondering, and learning. My hope is that Rest and Recreation gives you a slice of R&R to pause and reflect on the quietest spaces in our days and our inner life. Something that can get in the way of us finding rest or having time for the things that we want to do is not knowing how to say no. I personally find it especially hard to say no when my reason to decline is simply that I want space in my schedule. It doesn't feel justified to decline someone else simply because I want time to myself, or want to do nothing, or want to tinker with a creative project. It can feel easier to say no to ourselves than to other people. While compulsively saying yes can maybe help us avoid disappointing others, it can come with a cost. When we don't know how to say no, we wind up feeling resentful, overwhelmed, exhausted, and maybe even jealous of others who can say no with ease. So as someone who has felt the consequences of not saying no, I was really drawn to a concept writer and critic Kylie Maslin introduced me to called spoon theory. As Kylie explained in our recent conversation, it's a term that's popular amongst those experiencing chronic pain. Spoon theory is a way to create boundaries, but also be generous with other people's energy. Here's Kylie Maslin explaining it further.
The idea is that everyone has a certain number of spoons in their drawer, and as you go throughout the day, you'll use up those spoons, you'll dirty those spoons, I guess, in completing activities that you need to do throughout the day. And at some point you're going to run out of spoons. And so when you live with chronic pain in particular, you learn how to pace yourself and how to use your energy best in order to make the most of those spoons available. So you might have 12 spoons for the day, but it might take, like, I know for me, you know, having a bath might be 2 spoons, having showers probably 3, but having, like, washing my hair is 4. That's like a big activity. It's really tiring for me, but that's 4 spoons out of 12. So I can't be doing very much else that day if I need to wash my hair. So we kind of, in this community, we speak with that shortcut of spoons. And so often we will say things like, hey, I don't have the spoons to go into this right now, but I will get back to you when I do. Or even when we're asking someone something, we will say, like, hey, when you have the spoons. And when, by saying something like that, it means that we understand, you know, it might take a week, it might take more than that, it might take a day, who knows when you'll have the ability to do that, but we understand that we're not going to push you into acting or deciding on something really quickly.
What really struck me about spoon theory is that it's not only a helpful way to check in on your own capacity or provide a frame for saying no, but it also encourages generous requests. So before I share a few things I've come across that might help you with saying no, I think that's an important point to consider. How are you asking things of other people? Could it be made more generous or flexible? Could it consider their current circumstances or energy? Could there be alternatives? Can you make space for someone to make a polite decline? Perhaps by providing the option for others to say no, we can normalize saying no, and maybe all of us can unwind from the busyness hamster wheel if we feel like we're on it. So, onto some tips I've collected for saying no. The first is that saying no is a practice, so it can be helpful to start small. I generally find it a lot harder to say no to someone I'm closer to, so it could be about practicing with acquaintances or with emails from strangers. The second is don't say maybe when you want to say no. Sometimes a maybe is a legitimate maybe, and that's fine. So to spot a no masquerading as a maybe, you could try asking yourself if you'd say yes if it was something that you had to do tomorrow. You can also ask if you feel you need to say no out of guilt or fear, and maybe delve into that a little bit further. The third is to set a blanket no. For the all or nothing types like me, it can be easy to identify what it is that is contributing to that feeling of overwhelm or resentment and create a blanket rule. For example, when I first started freelancing, I was taking a lot of morning coffee meetings when I soon found that was actually robbing me of my prime writing time when my mind is sharpest and focused. I now have a blanket no to all morning coffee meetings. I find it a lot easier to communicate a blanket no or trying things like I'm not adding anything new to my to-do list until next year or a few months' time. The fourth approach is a no sandwich. This is something I learned from Rachel Service, the CEO of the Happiness Concierge. A no sandwich is great because it helps explain the context so that a no doesn't come across as personal. The first step or layer of the sandwich is to validate the request. Say, thanks so much for thinking of me, for example. The second layer is to deflect by talking about the skill set. Maybe explain that you don't feel like you're the right person. And the final is to refer somebody else or another resource if something comes to mind. And the final approach is to sit on it. I have a tendency to rush into a yes to people please. So I'm learning to take some time to sit with a request and actually ask myself if it's something I want to do and really tap into whether it's a yes or a no. It's a delicate and ongoing practice, but I think when we get better at saying no, we also get better at hearing our own yes. Even if it's just the space to say yes to an afternoon nap. As Paulo Coelho reminds us, when you say yes to others, make sure you are not saying no to yourself. For links to any of the books, podcasts, articles, or quotes I share in these mini episodes, it's best to sign up to my occasional newsletter at extraordinaryroutines.com. I'll pop a link in the show notes. If you'd like to make time to say yes to yourself, for the next little while, you can join me in a weekly virtual focus session, Momentum Mornings, through my Patreon. Think of it as a reserved hour for whatever replenishes you and a way to support the creation of this podcast. Thanks again for listening to Rest and Recreation. Remember, there's more to the days than doing, so be sure to ask generously and say no kindly.